And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Chris Gilman Stadium in Camden County. This is the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. I want to thank Valdosta Insurance Services at 812 Northwood Park Drive and Benefit Advisors of Georgia, also at 812 Northwood Park Drive, for their support of these halftime festivities as we trail, unfortunately, our Lions High Vikings trail the Camden County Wildcats 6-14 here at halftime. We said it before at the top of the show, it's homecoming here for Camden County. They're announcing their homecoming queens. They don't have a homecoming king. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, Vikings have a homecoming king and queen. Not so in Kingsland, Georgia. Band is out on the field, did all the introductions and the blah, blah, blahs and all that stuff. And they've just announced the homecoming queen. And good for her.
Yeah, really good, great for her. We were just talking during the break about, you know, what's missing tonight. I mean, Lowndes is not playing badly.
Yeah.
They're just not playing with that sharpness, that edge. The little things. I was talking to some of the coaches here that were here during halftime, and we were talking about it's the little things. It's not the big things anymore. It's the little things. It's blocking on the pass. I mean, we had the interception. Zeke Moore from Camden stepped in front of that.
Yeah.
We missed the block.
Yeah.
I mean, had we been able to get in front of that and get the block? Tavon Kyle catches a pass on the outside over there.
Yeah.
We mentioned the blocker pushed the blocker back into him,
yeah,
and he had to make the turn and try and get away. We've got to do those little things. Block from the wide receiver position. Our wide receivers have got to be a little sharper. I think also Austin Dixon, he's doing the right things in the pocket.
Yeah.
He's getting time. That clock in his head's got to start clicking a little faster. And he's got to look downfield, find the receiver, and either throw it over their head, which is not throwing it away. In high school, you cannot throw the ball away.
That's right.
You'll hear that a lot of fans go, oh, why do you throw the ball, but throw the ball away? You can't do that in high school. You can only throw at that receiver. You cannot throw, I'm outside the tackle box. Can't do that in high school. But he can actually throw to a receiver's feet. If there's a receiver in the area, you'll get away with that. So he's going to have to learn, quickly here in the second half to get that internal clock clicking just a little bit faster. And then if he doesn't find him, instead of giving up the 10 yards, let's find that receiver downfield and maybe be able to hit him, maybe get the completion. And those receivers have got to run a little sharper routes, I too.
Yeah, I think we had the most success passing tonight when we had the design rollout plays for Austin. They're at the end of the game. They knew we were trying to pass it to get the first down, and the pocket collapsed. They may not be able to bring that same kind of intensity pressure. And we have a Camden County band member that has hit the ground and requiring a lot of attention now.
Yeah, sometimes
the EMS is going to be coming out there. Their band still is on the field, but a lot of people crowded around this young performer for the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, sometimes just it's heat and you see that wedding.
Yeah,
people
wedding.
Lock their knees,
yeah.
And then eventually you just kind of
pass
fall out.
Yeah.
And we hope that's all that it is, but they are getting a lot of attention, of course.
You want to hit a few high points on the stats at halftime?
Yeah, let's go ahead. You want to hit those?
Yeah, sure. First downs through one half of play, Lowndes has 10, Camden has 7. Rushing attempts tonight, Vikings are 17 attempts for 14 yards. The Wildcats are 19 attempts for 96 yards. Lowndes is 15 of 18 for 135 yards passing. We have thrown one interception. Camden is 2 of 3 passing for 33 yards.
And both of those two completions were
third down. Punts tonight, both teams have punted twice. Penalties, Camden's been penalized 4 times for 37. Vikings have been penalized 2 times for 10. Look at the third down conversion. We've been talking about that all night, and it's very important in ball games like this. Vikings are 3 of 7 on third down. Camden is 3 of 5 on third down. We are 1 of 1 on fourth, and they have not had a fourth down conversion attempt.
That last line there, take a look at that, sacks.
Yeah, we've been sacked
5 times.
5 times for 25 yards. We've sacked them twice for 7 yards. You go back to the big long run that set them up their last score there. We had them tackled in the backfield. I mean, we just couldn't wrap up. Their quarterback's a really big guy, like you said.
He's only 5'10". He shows 195, but the guy is over 200 pounds. I mean, he's a thick and very powerful running back and quarterback in that position. He's just difficult to bring down, I'm telling you. So, and that's another thing. We talk about the sharpness on offense, but it's the finishing the plays on defense, I think, that have been an issue for us as well.
Yeah, leading rushers for the Vikings tonight, Tavon Kyle, one rush for 14 yards. That looked like a speed sweep. The band member is being carried off on a stretcher, but he's motioned, he or she, can't tell yet, has motioned to the crowd that they are okay. So that's good to hear. They're just doing this for precautionary reasons, I would assume. Leading receiver for the Vikings through halftime, Dez Copeland, four receptions for 50. Tavon Kyle, four receptions for 30. And Dylan Presley, two for 28. So, you know, we're able to move the ball through the air. You got to set that up with the pass sometimes, and vice versa. We did really good when we were on that first possession, just driving it down at will. You know, we're probably going to come back to that empty backfield set. We want to spread their defense out.
Yeah.
You know, Austin Dixon has been our leading rusher on the year, but tonight
he's actually negative 13 because of the sack.
Negative 13 yards. So we design run him a lot, and we've not been able to do that tonight, and it's showing in our offensive production.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, it's really just the little thing. I think from the grand scale, when you look at it, it's not bad. But it's the little things that wins games against a team as talented as Colquitt last week, Camden County this week. It's developing and learning to do a better job with those little tiny things and getting better at those. So I think that's going to be the key.
Most important half of football for us, I was noting in the pregame that we've only given up 3 points in the third quarter of play. That was last week to Colquitt County. They kicked a field goal. But nobody has scored on us other than those 3 points in the third quarter. So I like our halftime adjustments we make.
Yep.
The fourth quarter, there's been some points put on us in the, let's see here what it says, fourth quarter. 51 points have been put on us in the fourth quarter. So
a lot of that has been
JV
stuff too. So. I want to thank Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of our halftime stats. Be sure and stop by our website, thevikingvoice.com. We've got all the stats there throughout the season. We'll have tonight's stats probably up by tomorrow morning after we make that trip back over to Valdosta. Want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do that every Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games on Baytree Road in Remerton. Get out there at 7 o'clock. All the players are out there, a lot of the coaches. It's just a lot of fun out there, and you get to know a lot of those players. So come out there on Tuesday night.
We put the game on the big screen, too, and you can watch the last week's game.
Yep.
Live on the big, or not live, you can see the replay on the big screen. Lots of parents and lots of players out there. You know, we're going to recap this game against the Camden County Wildcats, and we'll set you up for next week's game against Lee County.
That's right. I want to thank again Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia for their halftime sponsorship. And it's because of them and other sponsors like that that we can bring you Lounge High football throughout the season. We're going to take a two-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half. Vikings trail 6-14 to the Camden County Wildcats. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. As we wrap it up here tonight, the Vikings trail 6-14 here at halftime, and we'll get ready for the second half. Camden won the toss to start the game. They deferred, so they will get the ball to start the third quarter here as they lead 14-6. And as we said, hopefully the Vikings can fix those little things here in halftime.
Yeah, you take away that interception, and you know, the guy just read the play perfectly.
He did.
I mean, caught the interception, ran it down to the inside the 5-yard line, and was able to stick it in.
He did
fumble before he crossed the plane, and Marty and our whole team thought we recovered the ball. I guess the officials didn't see it that way, and you know, they come up with the score there. You take that away. This is a 7-6 ball game.
Well, you know what? I'm tired of the taken aways and
and
the moral victories. And I don't mean that. You know what I mean?
No, you got to execute.
It's part of football.
That's part of football. You got
to
execute.
Time to fix the little mistakes and move forward. I am 110% behind this Viking team. Always will be. But there's some mistakes that have got to be fixed. And it's not coaches. It's not players. It's a combination of just understanding and learning to get better. I've said from the very beginning, this is a learning process. winning is a learned thing. You don't just go out on the field and say, oh, we're going to win.
Absolutely.
I think they got to fix that.
Let's go to Stubby for some scores around the area.
Back in Valdosta, Tifton leads Valdosta 10-7. And over in Leesburg, Crawford County leads 23-10 over Lee County.
Thank you, Stubby. And if you're just tuning in, Vikings are trailing 14-6 here at halftime. Wildcats are going to get the ball in the second half, or to start the second half of play. And it's been a pretty clean ball game so far. I think you've officiated very well, and both teams are playing really hard. Both team defenses are playing well. We just got to start executing those third downs, and keep their defense on the field as long as possible, some long sustained drives. And you figure they're going to do the same thing, try to do the same thing against us. Go back to Stubby.
We're talking about execution. Lounge is not doing a bad job. We're in this game. All it takes is just one click. We're back in this game, and it's a tie ball game with a two-point conversion.
Yeah, I mean, do you go for two from here on out? For four straight field goals / extra point attempts in the last two ball games, we've had trouble with the snap?
Well, I mean, I think it's a given. You score this time, you go for two.
Yeah, I agree there.
Now, I don't know.
What do you do?
I don't know. I will just see.
We're on our third holder, too, by the way.
That's right. We had James Cammon hold some last week in that rain, and now we've had Paulo hold. And, again, not bad snaps from Dagan Anderson. It's just not getting a handle on the ball. All right. We're ready to start the third quarter. The clock says 12, and Will Solomon is given the football. He sets it down at the 40, ready to kick. It's Zeke Moore, number 9, and number 12, Harrison Poole, back deep for the Camden County Wildcats. The only other kickoff we've had so far was back in the end zone, so our touchback. Let's see if Will can put it back there again. All right, here we go. And the second half is just about ready to go. And here's the kick from Solomon. High, deep, deep kick, and it will be in the end zone for a touchback. Camden County takes over first down and 10 from the 20-yard line.
That's such a good tool for us. We want to make Camden drive the whole length of the field. They're going to be ball control, eating clock here once they get the lead, much like we used to be in years past. You've got to expect a heavy dose of McMaster and their running game.
We haven't seen a lot of Mikey Packer. Yeah,
one of our impact players. I hear he does come out in the formation this time for the Wildcats.
He's in that fullback position, McMaster in the wing tee, along with number 12, Harrison Poole. Hamilton, your quarterback, steps under center, but he looks to the sideline first. What we have?
Official needed something from a trainer.
I think a battery or something. He was correcting something there. All right, here we go. 12 minutes on the clock. First down and 10 for the Camden County Wildcats as they lead 14-6 here to start the third quarter. Hamilton under center. Puts McMasters in motion. Hands off to him. Cuts back up across the middle. And he'll pick up 2, 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry. They're going to mark him just past the 23, not quite the 24.
Another Viking helmet coming off. Kedrick Clemens there after the 3-yard pickup, almost 4-yard pickup by McMaster. They're not in any hurry, really, to get this next play going. Ball's on the 24-yard line, 2nd and 6 for the Wildcats.
Again to McMaster. This time they get him in the backfield, and it's Michael Barrett wrapped. No, I'm sorry, it's Will Tolbert that finally wraps him up. But it was somebody who stopped him first. I think it might have been Justin Smith.
Yeah, Justin Smith, great job there. We're running a Viking on late. He didn't know he had to come in for Clemens after the helmet came off.
That's still something an official's supposed to stop and let that player get off and the other one in. But nonetheless, works out really well. Third down now, 3rd and 10 for the Camden County Wildcats. 11-11, the clock running here in the third quarter. Hamilton, the quarterback. I guess we said, not in a big hurry. Back under center. He's got a wide receiver to the far side. Puts one in motion. Gives to the fullback right up the middle. He's got a hole. And they're going to tackle him just beyond the 30 and a first down as no one was looking for Mikey Packard, fullback.
Yeah, they brought motion to the strong side. They ran the belly off of the weak side. and he was able to pick up about 11 yards. First and 10 for the Wildcats, ball in the 31-yard line, going left to right.
Another third down conversion. They bring in another fullback this time as Packard steps out. They give to Poole on the outside. He's run into a wall of Vikings, and it's Michael Barrett and Will Tolbert in there on the tackle.
Yeah, going to be probably about a loss of 1 yard on the play.
Second and 11 now for the Wildcats. At 10:17, the clock running here in the third quarter. 14-6, the Wildcats lead. Second and 11. Hamilton under center. Puts McMaster in motion. Fakes the handoff. Rolls out. Got a player downfield, and nobody's there. He overthrows everybody. Incomplete pass. Third down now.
Great job by Jordan Wright. Seeing the rollout, getting the depth, not allowing their big tight end, number 80, Mac Nash, to get the open. Overthrown, too, as well.
All right, another third down situation for Camden here. Third and 11. Vikings need a stop. 9:58. The clock is stopped on the incomplete pass. In motion. Hands off. Rolls out. Pass down the field. Wide open is McMasters, and there's nobody there to stop him.
That's going to be a touchdown, a 70-yard pitch and catch. Rolled out to the far side of the field. Stopped, threw back to the home side of the field. Wide open was McMaster coming out of the backfield. And there's no flags on the play. The score is going to be on the board.
Yep, touchdown Camden County on a huge play. Another third down conversion.
Just a little over-pursuing there by our Viking defense.
Camden had the gate, swings it over. They lead 20-6, pending the extra point. Number 93, Oliver Kellum to kick. It's up. It's good. They lead 21-6. We'll be back after this 60-second break. And we're back to kickoff, fielded by Smith, back around the 8-yard line, and he'll be run out of bounds before the 20. Let's go over to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That last drive for the Camden Wildcats was 6 plays, 80 yards, resulted in a 71-yard touchdown pass from Antonio Hamilton to Brandon McCaster to take 2:16 off the clock with 9:38 left in the third quarter. That gives Camden a 21-6 lead.
That's it. 21-6 is the lead for Camden County. The Vikings have it first down and 10 inside their own 20 as their kicker not putting it in the end zone, but we're not getting to the 20-yard line on the kick return.
Very pivotal drive for us. This is the first time we're going to see Xavier Jenkins on the field tonight.
It's a fake handoff to Boogie Kamen, and they hit Presley after about an 8 or 9 yard carry. Had to throw down low. He had to go to his knees to make the catch, but he did. Second and a short 2, second and 1 for the Vikings.
Yeah, good job reading that play right there on the skinny post. Presley wide open, made the catch. I wish he could have hit him in stride. He could pick up more yards, brings up second and short.
Trip wide receivers to the near side. Dixon swings around the right side, finds a little bit of a hole. All he needed was about 2. It's what he got, and it's a first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, we talked a little bit ago during the halftime show that we hadn't seen Dixon running the ball much. Second short, great opportunity for us to run him, see what we can get from it. Gets a first down, ball out to the Lounge 29-yard line, going right to left now, 9:03 to go in the third quarter. Vikings trailing 21-6.
Twin wide receivers to the near side, far one receiver to the far side. Dixon in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Rolls out here to this side. Presley makes the catch, and he'll pick up about 7 yards on the near side over here. Maybe 8 or 9. We'll see where they actually mark it.
Yeah, Dixon reading, and then pulled it back at the last second, hit Presley out here in the flat, able to get a 9 yard, almost
eight yard
gain. Ball on the 37-yard line. Need to get 3 yards here for the first down.
Trip wide receivers to the far side, and he gets one to finally jump the nose guard. Big number 80 for Camden. jumps in the neutral zone. The flag is thrown. That'll pick up a cheap five and a first down for the Lowndes Vikings.
Yeah, we'll take it any way we can get it. His cadence has been spectacular all year, able to get him to jump right there. We just want to keep the ball moving, keep the ball moving. And first and 10 for the Vikings on the 42-yard line.
Same formation, trip wide receivers to the far side, single wide receiver to the near side. He's got Boogie Cameron in the backfield. Austin Dixon in the shotgun, takes the snap, gives to the handoff to Cameron. He'll go over the right side, picks up 2 yards. It'll bring up second down for the Vikings.
Little zone blocking there up front. Boogie able to get two hands on the ball, pick up 2 yards. Still in that three-man front, the Wildcats. We just haven't been able to penetrate it up the middle thus far.
Well, that's a big defensive line, and we talked about it, how they stack. The linebackers right behind them, they're picking a hole going to either side. And so far tonight, they've chosen the right side. Twin wide receivers to the far side, double tight end. Dixon, flare out to Xavier Jenkins on the right side. And he'll go down the sideline, runs him out of bounds, but not before he picks up a first down. Number six, Xavier Jenkins, finds his way onto the field here in the second half.
Little pitch and catch with Dixon and Jenkins, able to pick up the first down. And once he catches it, he's got some wheels, was able to get across midfield into caught Camden territory, ball on the 43-yard line. 8 minutes and 1 second left to go in the third quarter. Vikings are trailing 21-6. 13 yards on the pitch and catch there, Bill.
Dez Copeland in the backfield, brings him into motion. Boogie Cameron fakes the handoff to Copeland. Rolls out to the right side, avoids a tackle, and he'll take it himself as he'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards on first down as he runs to the right and out of bounds.
Yeah, didn't look like a design rollout there, but Austin saw that he had no openings, rolled out to the right. He had a lead blocker in Nate Lee, able to pick up maybe two, 3 yards on the play, going to bring up second and long seven.
Yep. Second down for the Vikings. Twin wide receivers to the far side. Twin wide receivers to the near side. Cameron in the backfield with Dixon. Gets him to jump again. This time the outside defensive lineman on the end, on the far side, jumps offside. Not enough for a first down, but it puts us in second and very short.
Yeah, we'll take it any way we can get it. Anytime you're this close, it opens up the playbook for us. And, again, great job by Austin Dixon with the hard count.
Louis Regal checks out. Gabe Neighbors comes in that wide receiver spot on the far side. There's the snap. Dixon on the keeper across the middle. He's going to be very close to a first down, and I believe from that mark he will have it. It's a little skewed to our left. Let's see where the mark is, and they're stopping the clock.
They're going to stop it. Marty, what you got, brother?
First down.
All right. You were signaling first down, but the official did it for you. Ball down to the 33-yard line, 32.5-yard line. Vikings are trailing 21-6, 7:49 to go in the third, but they're knocking on the door.
Twin tight end tries the hard count. Stops, turns, looks to the sideline. He's got twin receivers to the near side. Xavier Jenkins to the far side. Cameron in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, looks up the middle. Runs, and he's going to pick up a few yards just beyond the 30 to about the 29. Bring up third down now.
We were asking when we were going to see it. Dixon right there on the design quarterback draw. Still only second, Bill. You're getting a little excited there.
I'm sorry, you're right, dude.
29-yard line going right to left. Austin Dixon on the design quarterback draw. 7:03 still in the third. Vikings trail 21-6.
All right, Vikings line up. They bring Dez Copeland in motion. Takes the snap, looks back. Flare out to Copeland. Copeland finds some edge over to the near side, and he'll be run out of bounds. Let's see where they're going to mark him. There's a sea of blue jerseys right in front of us. We can't see exactly where he was run out of bounds.
Yeah, that play happened so far behind the line of scrimmage that even though he got a gain after the catch, really not much more than the line of scrimmage, going to bring up third and six, maybe a long, long five. I don't think a hard count will get it here for us, so we're going to have to come up with a play following the 29-yard line of Camden.
All right, Vikings, line up. Dixon in the shotgun, Camden in the backfield. Tavon Kyle at wide receiver to the near side. Looks back, throws across to Gabe Neighbors. And there's no place for Gabe to go as we just threw the little comeback tunnel screen. He makes the catch, but it's actually going to be a loss on the play. Bring up fourth down now for the Vikings. The ball just outside the 30 at the 31-yard line.
Yeah,
a little too far for a field goal, so I think we're going to go for it.
Yeah, we're going for it here. Down by two possessions. Rolled out there pretty nicely. Gabe caught the pass, but really the defense was right in his face. Fourth down.
Tries to get the hard jump. They don't go. Looks to the sideline. He's got twin receivers to the far side. Xavier Jenkins to the near side. Looks downfield. Steps up. Throws. He's got Gabe Neighbors in the flat. Gabe tries to find a hole. There's no place for him to go. He's only going to pick up about 2 yards. And that'll be a turnover on downs as the Camden County Wildcats will take over after a failed fourth down attempt for our Vikings.
Yeah, Austin stepped up in the pocket really nicely, had Gabe out in the flats, but it wasn't across the sticks to make the catch, so he had to try to make a move. Defender did a great job right there breaking down and making an open field tackle. Huge fourth down for the Camden County Wildcats there.
Yeah, 5:55 left in the third quarter here. The Vikings used quite a bit of time on that drive, just did not get anything. About 3:49 that we have. 21-6, Camden leads here, and they have the ball. Hamilton, their quarterback. He's got McMasters in the backfield with him. He's got number 45 now at fullback. That's Brandon Fuller. There's a pass deep down the field to number 18 and way overthrown in coverage for our Vikings, number 17, Justin Smith.
Yeah, they were trying to hit us deep there real quick, thinking we were going to try to run the clock there. And great coverage back there by our junior DB filling in for Tyson. There's a few holes in our secondary tonight, filling in there with Brookins and Tyson out. Going to bring up second and 10. Camden got the ball on the 29-yard line.
Camden's in tight, twin tight end. No split end really to speak of. Toss pitch to McMaster around this side. He tries to make the turn, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds after about a 5 or 6 yard gain, but there is a flag on the play. I got Marty down on the sidelines. What do you got, Marty?
Guys, it looked like one of their wingbacks was holding. We've been trying to call for it for a while. Their wingbacks out on the edge have been holding our linebackers. Looks like they finally got the call here. We're going to be backing them up.
Yeah. Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
I was going to say, in the first half, our defense was gassed. They were extremely tired, especially late in the second quarter. Came out and really stopped them there early on in that first drive and then just gave up the big play. That drive our offense didn't put points on the board, but it did let them get some more rest. I hope. Oh.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Second and 18 now for Camden County. Ball on the 21-yard line of Camden. In motion. Fakes the toss pitch. Gives on the counter to McMaster. And he'll be tackled after about a 4 yard gain, maybe 5. They're still behind the chains. Third down now and about 13 or 14.
Yeah, running the counter, and we all know the counter and the trap really are the bread and butter for this offense when you're over pursuing. Great job by the defense staying home. Going to bring up third and 13. Ball on the 26-yard line. Vikings trail 21-6, 5 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
A lot of changes on offense right now for the Camden County Wildcats. Stephon Lee, the split in, split out wide on the near side here. Hamilton under center, puts it back in motion, rolls out to the left side, tries to roll downfield. He's got number 28, makes the catch as we cannot make the tackle, and he's going to get away from us, but we make it from the, that was number 12 for us, Fred Stewart. Comes clear across the field to make the tackle, but not until there's a huge gain by the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, they were sending about 4 receivers out. We couldn't cover every one of them. We were right there on his hip, though. He made a great catch, a 63-yard pitch and catch there. Got the ball down inside the red zone for the Wildcats. Ball on the 11-yard line.
First and 10 for Camden. They can get a first down at the 1. As Hamilton looks to the sideline, not in a hurry, 4:36 left here in the third quarter. They lead 21-6 and threatening again here. In motion, number 12, that's Poole. And he goes around the left side. Nobody's there. I mean, everybody's there to stop him. Excuse me. There's no place for him to go.
Devon Holmes, number 40 for the Vikings, was able to be the first at contact. They got a 1 yard pickup there.
They may give him, yeah, to the 10. So second down for Camden. The clock runs here. 4:07 left in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-6. Takes the handoff, rolls, throws, tries to find his receiver, his fullback in the back of the end zone, overthrows him, incomplete. The clock will stop. That'll bring up third down and 9 for Camden here. 3:55 left on the clock in the third quarter with the Cats leading 21-6 over our Vikings.
Yeah, got to bow your back here, defense. Come up with the stop on third down, force the field goal.
There's the snap, gives to the fullback right up the middle. We hit him hard, but he just keeps those legs grinding, and he'll pick up maybe 2 yards as it's so tough to stop that fullback. You've got to be able to wrap him up. That'll bring up fourth down, and Camden's going to run out the field goal team. It'll be number 93. That's Oliver Kellum with Zeke Moore to hold.
25-yarder here.
Yep, they're going to mark it at the 15. A 25-yard attempt. There's the snap, the kick. It's up. It's good. And Camden leads 24-6. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. To the CBC Bank press box as Camden sets the kickoff. And a short kickoff to about the 14. It's Smith over on the right side. Tries to find a hole, and we're going to start with decent field position this time, about the 25-yard line. Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Wildcats was 7 plays, 62 yards. It took off 2 minutes and 36 seconds. That resulted in a 25-yard touchdown. Our field goal kicked by Oliver Kellum.
And that's where we are, 24-6 with 3:13 left in the third quarter. Vikings with the ball, first and 10 from the 25-yard line. We got to try and get it down the field and get a score.
Yeah, after that first drive, we've really been stalling out on offense. We got to put together a long, sustained drive here.
Jet sweep to Xavier Lee, and he picks up about 14 yards. Xavier
Jenkins.
Jenkins, sorry. I knew an Xavier Lee played football.
Yeah, great job there by Jenkins, sticking his left leg in the dirt, getting up the field, got it out to the 39-yard line. That's the first down for the Vikings. They're in a hurry-up mode here.
Dixon in the backfield. He's got Kamen and Regal. Fakes the handoff. Throws across the middle to the screen. That is...
Dylan
finally knocked down inside the 5-yard line, about the 4. What a great run by Dylan Presley. Ran that middle screen, and Dixon just hit him in stride. That is a 58-yard pass play as the Vikings now find themselves inside the 5-yard line, first and goal here in the third quarter with 2:49 remaining, trailing 24-6.
That play's been open a couple times tonight. Austin's just thrown it a touch bit low. That time, no low.
He hit him
in stride. He was able to cut through the safeties, and they were riding his back, but it wasn't after a big, big game, knocking on the door, ball on the 4-yard line.
Dixon in the backfield, puts Regal in motion. Hands off to Kamen. Kamen across the middle, inside, and a touchdown Vikings for Boogie Kamen.
Great job. Only took, 3 plays for the Vikings. Absolutely needed at this point in the game. Really no time off the clock. And we are going to go for 2. No doubt about it here. Vikings are lining up to go for 2.
No, guys.
Sorry.
It looks like we're calling for 1.
Yeah, you're right. They brought Will Solomon in at the last minute there.
And Dixon's back in to hold if that's the case.
They got the swinging gate defended really well right here. So
the play clock is running, 16, 15. They're going to need to make a decision here quickly, and they do. They swing the gate. Will Solomon, 6 seconds on the play clock. Dixon calls for the snap. It's down. It's up. It's good. And the Vikings lead our trail now 24-13. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Chris Gilman Stadium in Camden County. Our Vikings, after a score, trail now 24-13 to these Wildcats. Will Solomon set to kick off. Kicks it. This one's going to bounce. And it's going to roll into the end zone as Zeke Moore could not get it, so it's going to be a touchback. Let's go over to Taylor for a Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings was three plays, 75 yards, and that resulted in a four-yard touchdown rush by Boogie Cameron.
Vikings lead 24 to trail 24-13, 2 minutes and 31 seconds left to go in the third quarter play.
Yep, with 2 minutes and 31 seconds here in the third quarter, Camden offense going to be back on the field. You got to figure they're going to try and churn this thing out a little bit now, but well, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, we thought that, and they sent four guys deep there, and we're able to pick up a huge gain on us, so we got to play disciplined football, especially in our secondary.
All right, Hamilton under center. McMaster does have a wideout. Poole in the backfield. In motion is Poole. They give to the fullback right up the middle on the fullback dive, and it's number 91, Logan Neely, on the tackle.
Yeah, but still, he got about a three-yard gain there, maybe four. They are going to mark it to four-yard gain. Ball on the 24-yard line, 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Vikings trail 24-13. They're going to eat some play clock here, though.
Yeah, they are. We're running that six-man front on defense. All filled up in the box. F. Hamilton looks to the sideline. He's waiting on the play clock. It's down to eight. Gets under center. In motion as McMasters takes the snap, gives to the fullback again, dive right up the middle, and we cannot get him stopped before he gets another first down. That is in the wing tee, when you can run it, the fullback dive. In the 2007 state championship, we ran it, I think, 8 to 10 times in a row and just got first down after first down after first down.
13-yard pickup for him right up the belly there. Got the ball out to the 37, maybe 38-yard line. And we got a six-man front and two linebackers, and we're still not able to stop that run up the gut. Going to have to find an answer for it here as time becomes an issue for us.
Yep, a minute 25, the clock is running here. First down for Camden. They give to McMasters over the left side. They finally get him down by around the far side. He's probably going to pick up 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 yards again on that toss pitch.
Clock continues to run.
The way they're going, they'll run one, maybe two more plays, maybe have to run three. We'll see here in this quarter. 1 minute now in the third quarter. McMasters again in motion, and we jump offside on the motion, and that's going to give them a five-yard gain and maybe enough for a first down. It's going to be very tight. It'll put them either way, second and very short or a first down, but I think it's going to be second and really short.
It is going to be short. The ball's on the 47-yard line of Camden now. No.
Yeah, they've got it almost touching the 48. Well, no, I'm sorry, the angle's funny, but.
They did get a first there.
Okay, first down for Camden then, with 46 seconds on the clock. There's the snap, fakes to the fullback, Hamilton keeps it, and he'll pick up another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yards.
Yeah, fake to the fullback, he follows him right up the hole, real similar to Georgia Tech, like we were talking about earlier, and they're gashing us 5, 6 yards per rush. Got to have a stop here for the Vikings. They do cross midfield into Viking territory. 20 seconds to go.
They will have to run the play, though. 17 on the play clock. It's a differential of about 1 second. There's the snap. Gives to McMaster. He delays himself going up the middle. They push him backwards, but they don't bring him down. Finally, they wrap him up, and they stop his forward momentum. And they're going to say it's a loss of two. And that'll be the end of the clock here in the third quarter, with Camden County leading 24-13 over our Lowndes High Vikings. We're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter for you right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at the CBC Bank Press Box at Chris Gilman Stadium in Camden County. Third down and eight for the Camden County Wildcats. They fake the handoff. Hamilton rolls out, looks downfield, hits his receiver low, but he can't hold on to it. It falls incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, designed bootleg to the near side of the field here, the home side. Wasn't able to get his shoulders turned around to make it an easy throw for him. It is going to bring up fourth, and they're going to punt. Ball is on the just shy of the 50-yard line. We send back Tavon Kyle and Brenthany Carter. Their heels are on the 15-yard line of the Vikings.
There's the punt. Brenthany Carter lets it go past him, and with that he gives up probably about 10 yards because that ball's going to be down inside the five at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, it was too awkward for him to run up and catch it, so he decided to let it hit, took a bounce right past him, down to the 2-yard line. That's where the Vikings are going to take over first and 10 for the first possession in the fourth quarter. Down two scores. It is a two-possession game because it's 11 points. No, to get a two-point conversion. Excuse me. It is still two possession, though. You know, do you pass a 98-yard touchdown here? We've seen it happen to us.
Tavon Kyle's going to line up on this side. Xavier Jenkins on the far side. We do have trip receivers to this near side. In the backfield is Boogie Kamen. Dixon tries the hard count, maybe to give himself a room. They don't do it. Looks to the sideline. Gets the play. Waits on the snap. There it is. The ball is tipped. Picked up by number 26. Intercepted and into the end zone. That's DeAndre Wynn.
Yeah, as a defensive lineman, that's exactly what you're trained to do. When you see it's a pass, get your hands up. He tipped it, and all of a sudden it's tip drill. They pick it up for a 2-yard pickoff and return for a touchdown by number 26. Camden really, really getting some great breaks when it comes to turnovers here for the Vikings.
And they, you know, you turnovers don't just happen. You earn them.
Yeah, that's right.
You prepare for them. You work for them.
They did exactly what they're supposed to do. Get your hands up and get the ball tipped. We were trying for that skinny post again. And the ball was tipped up in the air about 15 feet or so, and they came down with the reception.
And let's see. Are we going to get a substitution against the Vikings? Yes, we are. Again, a special teams error. Had 12 on the field. Now, Taylor, we'll talk a little bit about this when we get a minute, but that one is that error could have been avoided had we fielded the punt. I mean, we let that punt get behind us, and we lost about 10 yards, which then gave them that easy opportunity. So it's the little things. Here's the extra point attempt. The snap, the hold, the kick, it's up. It's good, and Camden leads 31-13 with 11:38 left in the ball game. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. And Camden kicks off. We catch the ball about the 10. That's Smith around the 15, and he is just nailed. That was number 14. Jalen Smith fields it. Let's go over to Taylor for a Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
The last touchdown for Camden was a 2-yard interception return by DeAndre Wynn. That gave the Camden Wildcats a 31-13 lead with 11:32 to go in the fourth quarter.
All right, Vikings take the offensive field again from their own 15-yard line. We've had terrible starting field position all night long. We had the one opportunity at 25. We were able to get down the field and score. Every other one, though, has been inside that 20-yard line.
Yeah, field position and turnovers are always critical in football. Just another example, we're trailing big in this ballgame because of it.
Dixon in the shotgun. He's got Kamen in the backfield. Single wide receiver to the near side, two to the far side. There's the snap. Looks downfield, steps up into the middle, and he hits Louis Regal right on the tip of the fingers, but he just can't haul it in. Again, a little bit delay on the pass. One of the things that internal clock we talked about at halftime, being able to feel it in your head, one, two, three, throw the ball, and it was a little bit late on that throw. Look, second down now.
Yeah, Austin kind of did a half pump fake, if that makes sense, stepped up one more time in the pocket and then delivered it just barely out of the reach of a Louis Regal. Would have been a big gain, brings up second and 10.
11:26 on the clock. There's the snap. fakes the handoff, comes around the left side, and Dixon tries to cut back up in the middle. There's no room there. And he'll get maybe a one-yard gain. It'll bring up third down. The clock continues to run. 11 minutes and 13 seconds left in the ball game. Vikings trailing 13-31.
Designed rollout there by Austin, trying to get over near the visitor side in the flats with a pass. Really couldn't get it off because the pressure that was coming. Brings up a big third down for the Vikings.
Yeah, third and nine for the Vikings. Single wide receiver to the far side. Twin wide receivers to the near side. There's the snap. Turns, looks, hits Xavier Jenkins beyond the first down marker, and they're running him out of bounds after about a 17, 18-yard gain.
Yeah, Xavier came back for that one. Great job making one move after he caught it, and the defender fell down, was able to get up the field. Ball is going to be placed at the 34-yard line after a 19-yard pitch and catch. First and 10, Vikings.
Jenkins out here alone on the far side at wide receiver. Twin wide receivers to the left side. Dixon puts one in motion, fakes the jet sweep, throws down the field. Jenkins makes the catch. He does it.
Oh, I thought
he had it, and he just juggled it, knocked it backwards. Very fortunate that it wasn't another interception, as Xavier Jenkins not able to hold on.
Yeah. Guys, Xavier Jenkins is such a difference maker, and a lot of our listeners back home may be wondering why he didn't play in the first half. He missed the first quarter last week. Guys, I'm being told it's a discipline issue, it's a practice issue, but he is a difference maker when he's on his field, and we need to get those things worked out and stay out there the whole time.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment, part supply, sideline update. We got trip receivers to the near side. There's the snap. Second down. Looks, fakes, Dixon gets on his horse, goes up the middle, and he's going to get a first down on a nice 11-yard run.
Yeah, he was just passing there, didn't like what he saw, decided to tuck and run with it, was able to get it up to the first down marker. Just over the first down, first and 10 for the Vikings on their own 45-yard line. 10:29 to go in the ball game. Vikings do trail 31-13.
First down now. Dixon, hard count. Turns, looks to the sideline. He's got Jenkins on the far side. Two receivers to the near side. Michael Barrett in the backfield. He puts Regal in motion. Takes the snap. Looks downfield. Throws. He's got Regal across the middle in another 14, 15-yard pickup and another first down for the Vikings.
Listen, that play could only happen if Michael Barrett comes across Dixon's and pick up the block. He did a good job giving him some time. I think the ball might have been tipped, but Louie, great job watching it in there. Gets across midfield, ball on the 39-yard line. We're in Camden territory after 16-yard pitch and catch.
We got Presley and Kyle on the near side. Jenkins on the far side. There's the snap. Steps back, steps up into the pocket, and almost tripped up. Tries to throw the ball down to Kyle, and it's intercepted as he's throwing on the back foot. I apologize. That was
Regal.
Louis Regal.
Yeah, Austin saw the pocket collapse and came towards the home side. Had beat the defender. The defender dove. Shoelaces caught Austin off balance as he threw the ball and wasn't able to get his full body into it. And they picked the ball off there. Going the other way now.
That's one of those you maybe think he should have thrown it away. You throw it over the head of the receiver. That is a throwaway. That's legal in high school. The receiver's there. But he threw it down, and the cornerback was there to make the catch. And it's first down for the Camden County Wildcats with 9:51 left in the ball game, leading 31-13. There's the snap. Gives to the fullback, number 45. They just cannot bring him down. He is still turning those legs, and he's going to pick up about 16 yards on the run. And a first down for the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, they never go down around here after first contact. You really got a team tackle, get low on them, churning those legs. They get it across midfield, ball on the 49-yard line of the Vikings, going right to left, 9:42 to go in the ball game. Camden leading 31-13.
Camden has great ball possession anyway. They will not be in a hurry here in this last 9 minutes. The play clock down to 15 as Hamilton just now gets under center. Play clock down to 10. McMaster's in motion. Again, they give to the fullback. This time, they make the tackle. It's Will Tolbert, grabs him around the ankles and brings him down.
Yeah, they're just trying to run it up the gut there with the fullback. Tolbert off the end there was able to get the shoestrings of the running back.
Only a 1 yard gain. That was second and nine now, but that clock is not our friend anymore. It is continuing to run.
8:54 to go, excuse me. Camden bleeding every bit of the play clock before they snap the ball.
Toss pitch to McMasters around the right side. He's got open space. Makes people miss, just high steps out of the tackle. And he's going to pick up another Camden first down.
Yeah, anytime your defense gets tired, that's one of the first things that'll go is your ability to wrap up and make tackles. And it's showing here late in this ball game. We're having a hard time tackling them after first contact. They did get a first down there after a 15-yard gain. Ball's on the 34-yard line of the Vikings.
Again, that play clock's only at 15. They're not snapping it till the play clock's at 5. 12, 11, and he'll turn now and go under center. The snap will come 4 to 5 seconds exactly again. A give to the fullback, number 45, right up the gut. And he's going to pick up 4 or 5, maybe 6 yards on the carry. The clock will continue to run. 8:08 left in the ball game.
We've got enough guys inside the box to be considered a small army, and we're still not able to stop them up the gut. They're picking up 4, 5, 6, 7 yards of chop there late in this ball game. The defense is worn down, Bill, worn down.
Yeah, they are, and we talk about how they are too deep, but it's been a deep game as well.
Timeout, Vikings. With that, we're going to take a 30-second break. Vikings trail 31-13, 7:47 to go in the ballgame. We'll be right back after this break.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. It is the fourth quarter here at Chris Gilman Stadium with the Camden County Wildcats leading 31-13 over our Lowndes High Vikings, and Camden has the ball. It's second down and a 5 to go here at the Lowndes High. Let's see, that ball's on the 28-yard line. They have just continued to just chomp away at this. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards at a time as that defense is getting more tired as the clock continues to kick down. 7:47, and it starts again on the snap. The keeper with the quarterback, and he's going to be short of the first down. They're going to mark him right at the 25, which will bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, they go back to that play they've had so much success with on the keeper, really just following the runner back into the hole, and going to bring up third and about
third down.
1.5, maybe 2 yards. I mean, you absolutely got to stop him here. I mean, there's no question about it. It'd be a long field goal here.
Yeah, they're going to need to get in the backfield to make this stop.
Be 46, 47-ish, somewhere in that range. 42, 43 if they kicked it.
There's the snap, keeper by the quarterback. They've got him in the backfield, and this time they do. They stop him for a 1 yard loss. It'll bring up fourth down, and a decision now for Camden County. The clock, though, is running, 6:57 here in the fourth quarter.
They set the ball down at the 26-yard line.
Looks like they're going to just go for it here on fourth down.
It'd be a 43-yarder at this point.
They'll milk some more clock off of here. The play clock down to 20 now.
Yeah, he's going to call timeout, I bet. Maybe not.
No, I think he's going to, about 5 seconds, he'll snap the ball. He's going to snap it a little bit early. Tried to hard count, didn't get it. Now that play clock's down to 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and there is a timeout. Camden, and we'll take it with them, a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. It is 31-13 Camden over our Lowndes High Vikings here in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes and 20 seconds left, and Camden has 4th and 3 from the Lowndes 26, and
no,
it was a timeout and no field goal unit. It looks like they're going
to
go for it.
They tried to hard count us there to get the first down. They only had 2 or 3 seconds on the play clock when Coach Coffey called timeout. They're going to go for it.
They've not tried a fourth down yet tonight. They're 0-0. We'll see what they do. Hamilton, your quarterback, under center. In motion. Gives to McMasters around. That's 12. Pool, and we can't make the stop. He's going in the end zone, folks. touchdown, Camden.
Yeah, they ran the sweep to the home side of the field. Poole chopping those legs. First contact, no sir. Second contact, no sir. Third contact, I'm going to drag you in the end zone for a Camden touchdown. Wildcats go up 37-13, 6 minutes to go in the ball game, awaiting the extra point.
On a fourth and three, with nothing to lose, to go for it, and they get all the way into the end zone for a touchdown and go up 37-13, awaiting this extra point with 6:09 left in the ballgame. Waiting on the snap. There it is. The hold, the kick, it's up, and it's good, and they lead 38-13 with 6:09 left in the ballgame. We're going to take a 60-second break here on the Viking Radio Network. We'll be right back. And there's the kickoff. Fielded at the 15, and we're going to run into a wall at about the 24-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings from their own 24-yard line. Let's go to Taylor for a Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That last drive for Camden was 7 plays, 66 yards, took off 3 minutes and 42 seconds off the clock, which resulted in a 26-yard touchdown run by Brandon McMaster, which leaves 6:01 on the board. With that gives Camden a 38-13 lead.
Thank you, Stubby, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right. Dixon in the shotgun. 6:01. Gives to J.D. Lee right up the middle. Lee picks up about 5, maybe 6 yards. We've seen J.D. Lee, number 21, play a lot in the late games, and he gets a carry here at with the Vikings trailing 38-13. Clock continues to run. Two wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Dixon sends Regals in motion. Turns, looks, throws. He's got Tavon Kyle on the outside. He goes, cuts inside, and that's going to be about a 10-yard gain and a first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, able to get the ball out there to Tavon real quick, almost like a run, but from the wide-out position there. Was able to make a guy miss, get the ball up across the 41-yard line. First and 10 for the Vikings, still trailing 38-13, 5:29 to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, an 11-yard gain. Twin wide receivers to both sides now. In the backfield, J.D. Lee. Dixon, he puts Regal in motion. He'll swing to the far side. Stops. There's the snap. Gives to Lee across the left side. Picks it, and he'll pick up maybe 2 yards on the carry. Brings up second down for the Vikings. 5 minutes and 10 seconds. This clock continues to tick down, with our Vikings trailing 38-13.
Yeah, Bill, anytime we've seen J.D. Lee this season, it's been usually in mop-up duty. He's mop-up duty the other way tonight, but he's running hard. The young man knows how to hit the hole hard.
Dixon takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Lee, rolls to the left. He's in the backfield, not anywhere to go. He's got two blue shirts right there beside him, and they'll bring him down for a huge loss back to the 35-yard line. Brings up a third down and long now for the Vikings.
Yeah, huge sack on the play there by Austin. We'll get you the exact numbers here in just a minute.
Guys, that was Garden Heyer, the tradition scoring impact player for their defense. I don't know how many sacks that is for him tonight, but quite a few.
Eight yards on the loss, Marty.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Trip wide receivers to the far side. Fakes it, and Dixon goes up the middle, and he'll pick up, gosh, maybe about 6 yards, but it's going to be very short of any first down. It's going to bring up fourth and about 9.
Yeah, back to almost the original line, just beyond the original line of scrimmage, and the Vikings are going to be forced to punt here. Design quarterback draw the whole way on that play.
Tyson Shaw back deep to punt. He's standing at about the 27. And Zeke Moore, number 9, for Camden, stands back about his 21, waiting on the punt. There's the snap. The punt. Nice driving punt. Zeke catches it on the run, and nowhere to go. And that was number 12, Fred Stewart.
Yeah, Zeke wishes he fair caught that one, because he took a lick right after he caught it. He's still kind of down on the play.
He's down on one knee. He took a shot as Fred Stewart just laid the wood. But he's up and trotting off now.
Yeah, he sat there for a minute thinking about it, trying to remember what his name was and what his number was, and it is October, and able to come off under his own will. But great job there by Stewart wrapping up. Vikings are going to come back out on defense here. Camden, you got to expect a heavy dose of run here for them to run this clock out. Go to 2-0 in region play, and really in the driver's seat going into next week's ball game.
Yeah, we haven't heard a lot. We heard that Tiff County was leading Valdosta at one time, and we've heard that Colquitt was leading Lee. So, yeah, you could see Colquitt and Camden in the driver's seat in this region so far.
Guys, Valdosta is now down 23-7.
23-7. We do have a new quarterback. That's number 3. Hands off and in the backfield, a quick tackle for a no gain, maybe even a loss of 1 yard.
Yeah, a little handoff to the left side there. Really, maybe even a 1 yard loss on the play, maybe a 2 yard loss on the play. Colquitt has taken a 33-10 lead. So, it's like Colquitt and Tifts are going to be maybe victorious tonight. Still some football left to play.
Here we got the clock down to 2:52, the play clock to 15. As we said, new quarterback, number 3, that's John Jones. Takes the snap, gives on the sweep. He comes, cuts back up across the middle. He'll pick up about 3-4 yards, brings up third down now for the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, they're really establishing their will in the run game tonight. Let me see what they are total so far. Rushing the ball, 40 attempts for 205 yards rushing. Camden really able to gash us.
And again, continuing to just let that clock run. 2:07 and running, the play clock down to 10. As we said, they're snapping it about 5 seconds. Third down, though, and the quarterback rolls out, looks downfield. And he has nobody open downfield. It's number 17 for the Vikings, Justin Smith, in coverage. And the ball's well overthrown. That'll stop the clock with 1:54 and a fourth down situation. That'll put the Camden County Wildcats in a punt formation. Number 96, Taylor Gephardt, back deep to punt. Looks like Tavon Kyle and Justin Smith back deep to receive.
At this point for the Vikings, you really just want to get out of here without an injury. Get back in the film room and make some adjustments. Get ready for Lee County.
There's the snap, the punt. Justin Smith calls for the fair catch. He bobbles it, but he stays right there on it. Good job of this Tavon Kyle, but Justin Smith did a great job. Comes over and helped him cover it up, just so there's no question.
Yeah, Vikings are going to take over on their own 47-yard line.
That is the best starting field possession tonight with a minute and 48 seconds left in the ballgame for Lowndes to start a drive. And that has been part of the story tonight, is where we started and how far we've had to drive to get scores.
Yeah, I mean, I think turnovers has been very, very critical for this ballgame.
All right, Vikings have a single wide receiver to the far side, Xavier Jenkins puts Tavon Kyle in motion. Takes the snap, steps back, looks downfield, goes, heaves it. He's got Xavier Jenkins with the touchdown.
53-yard touchdown. Austin saw some pressure on the backside, kind of shuffled his feet towards the home side. Anytime you let Xavier Jenkins get behind you and Austin has time to throw it, he's going to make a big play. Too little too late for the Vikings. But a chance to work on our special teams here,
yeah,
and take away some things that we need to work on.
38-19 right now with a minute 38. You got to try for two, and maybe an onside kick attempt here will come up. They are lined up in two-point formation. Put a back in motion. Take the snap. Rolls out. Tries to think about throwing back across the field, and he does, but it's too high for Xavier Jenkins in the back of the end zone. Falls incomplete. The two-point conversion, no good. It's 38-19. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box as Paulo attempts an onside kick. We get it.
Oh, my goodness.
And pick it up. That's
Kedrick.
Kedrick Clemens. You can't advance
yep,
it.
That's right.
But he did take possession of it on the Camden side of the field at the 49-yard line.
Man, what a great kick. It was kind of a line drive. All of a sudden it hit and popped straight up into Kedrick's hands. You cannot advance. You cannot advance an onside kick in high school. So the Vikings are going to take over first and 10 on the Camden 49-yard line.
And our statistician is going crazy because he's trying to get our computer straight on how that actually works and what that looks like. It's going to be a first down for the Vikings now as Austin Dixon. Did he get that name? He nailed it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, we're
our
good.
Statistician?
We're good. We're good. I mean, the fat lady ain't singing yet, but she's getting really close to warming up. You got to score quick here and get another onside kick.
Again, we put Louis Regal in motion. Take the snap. Fake. Look downfield. And he's got no place to go, and he's sacked with a minute 30 seconds left in the ball game. Our Vikings with two timeouts. When do we start using those? We trail 38-19. The clock continues to run here, a minute and 19 seconds as we wait on the officials to set the ball. We bring trip wide receivers to this side. Twin wide receivers to the far side. Dixon in the shotgun. Calls for the snap. Looks downfield, steps up, rolls, hits Presley across the middle for a first down. Oh, there's a shot to the head, and there is no call. My goodness, Dylan Presley took a shot coming across. That was targeting across the back of the head, and there was no call, guys.
Yeah, great job there by Dylan making the catch. And from the backside, you're absolutely right, Bill, took a shot.
Because he was tackled. He was tackled, and then somebody nine, looks like Zeke, came across the backside with a forearm across the helmet. 57 seconds left in the ball game. First down and 10 for the Vikings. It'll start. The clock will start on the whistle. Twin wide receivers to this side. Jenkins to the near side. Rolls, looks downfield. That's just a throwaway down towards his wide receiver, so that is no intentional grounding. Incomplete pass. 45 seconds left in this ball game. Austin, Vikings trail 38-19.
Austin buying a little bit of extra time on that play, but it was well covered by the Camden County defense. Intended for Tavon Kyle, out of bounds with nobody open.
Here we go. Takes the snap. Steps up. He's got... That's Xavier Jenkins right there at the marker, and he catches it, steps out of bounds. Will it be enough for a first down? From where he's marked it, I'm not 100% sure. Yes, it is. First down, and the clock stops with 39 seconds on the step out of bounds. Ball at the 21. There's the snap. Looks, steps, and there's two defenders there to sack him again.
Yeah, the second tier is what's really putting Dixon on his back. The defensive front looked like they were stood up, but those linebackers coming up the gut there were able to get Dixon for a huge loss. Going to bring up second and 17. Clock is running inside 15 seconds.
There's the snap. Throws downfield. He's got Jenkins. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's knocked away by the defender at the last minute. That'll bring up third down with 6 seconds left in the ball game. Vikings trail 38-19, trying to put a few points here to end the game. We recovered an onside kick, and we're working it down the field. We've only got 6 seconds left, maybe the last play of the game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the last play. Third down and 17, 18 to go.
There's the snap. Looks downfield. He has to go roll out of the pocket. Regal makes the catch, but he's in the field of play. There's the end of the game. The clock strikes zero, and that'll be it as the Loudoun Vikings drop 38-19 after a completion by Louis Regal, but not enough to get the score. And the Vikings go 0-2 in region play, 4-3 overall, as the Vikings just cannot do it here in Camden County. We're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have Coach McPherson get his final thoughts tonight. Vikings lose 38-19. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the postgame report brought to you by Southwest Georgia Bank. As our Loudoun Vikings fall 38-19, to go 0-2 in region play here in 2015 as we go down to
Martin. Bill, I got Coach Mack. Mistake.
Yeah, well, you know, we gave them two touchdowns they should have never had. You know, that really killed us.
Coach, each week we ask you what are the keys to the game. You always say blocking and tackling. Tonight we just couldn't seem to wrap up those great Camden County running backs.
They got strong running backs, you know. It's just we couldn't get nothing going, and, you know, we offensively we let them score twice on us. I mean, you can't do that with a team like this.
All right.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring coach's interview. Microphone busted up right there at the end. Wildcats do beat your Vikings 38-19. Let's get a few highlights here in the postgame stats. First down tonight, Vikings had 23. Camden had 15 rushing attempts tonight. Lowndes had 32 attempts for 53 yards. Camden had 40 attempts for 205 yards. Passing tonight, Camden was 4 of 10 for 167 yards passing, no interceptions. Vikings were 29 of 38 passing for 352 yards. We did throw 3 interceptions. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 70 plays for 405 yards. And the Wildcats ran 50 plays for 372 yards. Penalties tonight, Vikings were only penalized 3 times for 15. Camden was 7 times for 57. Let's go to third down conversions. Vikings were 4 of 11 on third down. Camden was 6 of 11 on third down. Vikings were 1 of 2 on fourth. Camden was 1 of 1 on fourth. We were sacked 8 times for 42 yards. We sacked them twice for 7 yards. Box score looks like this. 7-6. Camden leads in the first quarter. Camden had 7 in the second, nothing in the second. Vikings scored 7 in the third. Camden scored 10. Vikings scored 6 in the fourth. Camden scored 14. Final score 38-19. Your Vikings fail to beat the Wildcats of Camden County and do fall to 0-2 in region play. Camden is 2-0 in region play. They have Tift County coming in next week. We have Lee County coming in next week. And, Bill, that's a tough way to lose a ball game. Long trip over here, and, you know, we what if in a good bit this year when it comes to our two region losses.
It is, and you got to fix the what ifs, and you got to fix the little things. We talked about it at halftime and how that's gone and what it looks like. It is. It's time to fix those little things. We did. We missed number 4. We missed number 23 tonight. We saw the difference that Xavier Jenkins makes. And you know, we talked about that. There are some issues that Xavier Jenkins did not practice the way he should have, didn't show the heart that he needed to. Hopefully this shows him that look what an integral part you are of this team. And when you don't practice the right way and you don't play with the same kind of heart, what you do to your team. Imagine what we would have done with Xavier Jenkins in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, if we would have had him in the first half, this is not his fault, don't get me wrong, but what he can add to that. I mean, we saw it in the second half. He's got such breakaway speed. As he develops further, remember, he's only a junior.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a kid that's still learning his way. And as he will get better, I think we're going to see the difference that he can make in a ball game.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Is it time to wrap it up?
I believe so. I know Marty's on his way up, but, I mean, I think we all know about what our final thoughts are tonight. I do want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Wes James up in Chicago, we missed him here tonight. We'll have him back next week as the Lowndes High Vikings will be back at home at Martin Stadium for an 8 o'clock kickoff as we welcome in the Lee County Trojans. I want to remind everybody about the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll have that for you Tuesday night live at 7 o'clock. From the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games on Baytree Road in Remerton. Be sure and get out there. We'll have the game film. We'll have a lot of the players, coaches, and we'll talk about this game tonight and the upcoming game against the Lee County Trojans. For all of us at The Viking Voice and from the Black Crow Media, we want to thank Chase back at the studio. And for everybody's part that they play in this broadcast, thank you very much. And we'll see you next Friday or Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County. We'll see you at the Hay Hira Huddle House.